Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inside the Overflow, the podcast, where you'll be getting inspired and empowered with your host, Miss Best, broadcasting around the world. Check out InsideTheOverflow.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Inside the Overflow. I am your host, Alicia Best. Thank you so much for joining me. I don't know what happened, but the weather dropped completely in Georgia overnight. It was very nice yesterday, and then all of a sudden we are freezing, but I guess that's the season we're living in, so let's jump right into the show. So our quote of today, if you work just for money, you'll never make it, but if you love what you're doing, and you'll always put the customer first, success will be yours. Man, I love this quote. I found it a couple of days ago, and it just kind of puts everything into perspective because we all have goals and are on a hunt for success, and we want, you know, to be the top in whatever we're doing, but we often forget why we are doing it and what's the purpose of doing it. So you just want to, you know, make sure that the whatever you're doing, that you love it, but also that you put the customers first and everything else will follow. I don't know if you guys are living in the Georgia and Florida area, but as usual, voting, you know, went on, and we had a lot of, you know how it goes, things that kind of went left during the voting process, which these two states have a history of things going left. And if you watch the news, you know that it's a mess right now in Georgia and Florida. I think that personally, anyone who's against all the votes being counted is against true democracy. If I voted, I want my vote to be counted. I don't care what your numbers are saying as far as the winner, but if you're going to tell me somebody won, at least make sure to include the vote of everyone before you just assume that that's just it. And so I found this week to be very overwhelming, to say the least. I've heard our leaders say some things that not only disappointed me, but it made me afraid to be in this type of society. Although I don't, you know, unfollow or disown people for their political views, I do question when we have our own daughters and sons, how we're okay with things that we see or hear in our society from people who we vote in leadership. Like, we all have kids. Like, well, the people I'm around, a lot of us have children. And when you agree to certain things, it just allows me to know you a little better than before. And it makes me question, well, what things are okay if you're agreeing to these types of things? And that's just politics, I guess, anyways, you know. And on a good note, though, a large number of women are going to the House and the Senate. That was amazing to see so many women from different backgrounds, education levels, everything. It was awesome to see so many women move into the House and the Senate. We've kind of had the same type of people running our government for a long time, and you know that what is that saying? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Like, clearly, we didn't understand that part, but here we are. We still have a lot of work to do, and it was just amazing to see so many people go out and vote. The numbers from midterm were astounding in most states, and I hope we can continue to do this all the time. Because if you're registered to vote, you have a right to vote and be in the number, which is why I, you know, hope that every state who hasn't finished counting the votes does that, just for the simple fact of most of us, with our right to vote, I would hope that before just assuming or choosing someone, that you make sure that is what the people voted for. And this week and weekend was great. I went to a baby shower yesterday. That ended up in an engagement. It was beautiful. And I just want to make sure to wish the new parents and the newly engaged couple the best. This was my second one in 2 weeks, baby shower. So their baby's going to be popping up all over the place. Excuse me there. Now, let's see here. Also, let's see. I had like a list of stuff I wanted to make sure to do in the show today. Oh, my son played in his first college basketball game. It was exciting to watch him. He has come a long way, but he still has a long way to go. So we always try to support him in that. That was exciting. I lost my voice, y'all. Lost my voice. I was yelling at TV so loud. But today's topic was one that came about just in conversation. And so I decided to put it on the show because I really wanted you guys to help me with it. And the question is, have you ever taken the anger due for someone else and on the wrong person? Now, I tend to try to not promote being angry all the time. But in the world we live in, you look around, a lot of people are angry all the time. But I also noticed that some people are angry, and you're angry at the wrong people. And apologize because I don't like being around people who clearly are misdirecting the anger. It also hurts when that person doesn't feel like they're wrong about the anger, like how you treat people. They seem to be okay with it. That's when it really takes me out, when it's like, okay, I don't have to be in this space. And sometimes we forget that somebody on the outside looking in can see the things we don't see, because when you're in it, it's hard for you to see that there's trouble or something's upsetting. And I had two situations this week that made me wonder. And I know it's often hard for people to apologize, but you got to be careful on how you treat people. And oftentimes that anger is directed to the wrong person or wrong people. For example, a woman who's in an unhealthy relationship and the anger is taken out on the kids. Like, everyone around sees the kids are unhappy, but what can you do? You know, they even voice their unhappiness, and it's still in the space of that person not hearing or seeing what's going on right in front of them. And at what point do you realize your anger is, and frustration is due to somebody else? Like, if I was yelling at someone, like my daughter said, when she got in trouble, it would be like, when she got in trouble, I punished her brother for her mistakes. She had nothing, like, he had nothing to do with it. So why is the punishment being put onto him? But we, you know, we direct it in the wrong person, you know, sometimes. So, and I often, I would love your advice on what to do or what to say in those types of situations. Now, Tyler Perry had that movie, I Can Do Bad by Myself, which I'm learning in many situations is absolutely true. Most of us try to stay out of the business of others because, you know, that's how we raise. You stay out of business, you don't get in other people's stuff. And I do personally try to stay out of it because the negativity is overwhelming. And sometimes even explaining to someone how to love themselves is met with resistance. I've heard before that love is blind, and I've been in a few situations where I thought I was in love and could not see the things right in front of me, like people, how they treat you, and, you know, those types of things. And so on our Instagram page, I'm asking that you put, how would you speak to a person in a loving and kind way to explain that the anger is misdirected? Like, what could you offer or say? And always know that if you want to reach out to the show, you can go to www.insidetheoverflow.com or email me at insidetheoverflow@gmail.com. And if you're listening to the show live, you can always call into the show at 845-277-9109. I would love to hear from you, absolutely love to hear from you. So this, for the next 21 days, I'm joining Carmen Caldwell in 21 Days of Gratitude. You can follow her page at Carmen Connects You. So CarmenConnectsU. And use the hashtag ITO Show, Inside the Overflow Show, so I'll know that you came from the show. And I think this is going to be an amazing process, and I can't wait to see the reach that you're bringing and allowing us to share in the space of gratitude. I think we should wake up every day being grateful, and this is a way for us to apply that and actually do it every day. So I came up with 5 reasons that you should join 21 Days of Gratitude with Carmen Caldwell. Number 1, support from others. It's often hard to start things alone, but as a team, we are most powerful. Number 2, to make sure you are showing gratitude every day. And number 3, networking. By showing our gratitude, we begin to network and communicate with others. It's going to allow us to share, how we feel about things and see things in a new perspective. And number 4, they say it takes 21 days to break a habit. And I think, how about to implement one? 21 days to implement one. So if you're not already in a space of constant and consistent gratitude, then this is the time to do it. And this also puts things into perspective. What is really important to you? And I think this is, like I said, going to be an awesome experience. You go to her Instagram page. She posts every day. You can actually just go on and actually put in each day what you're grateful for. And I'll see you there, because I'll be posting there from the Inside the Overflow show podcast information page there. And you know what? It is time for our mindset moment. Now, if you're new to the show, the mindset moment happens to be my absolutely favorite part. This is the part where you can take this information with you and use it, apply it. I just want you to think. And so our mindset moment for this month, and you can find a link to purchase the book in the show description page, but it's coming from Living with Purpose is Devotions of Discovering Your God-Given Potential by Dr. Miles Monroe. Now, make sure you go to the show notes if you want to complete the book, because just in these 4 November Sundays, I'm not going to be able to go through everything. And for each section, I'm only reading about a paragraph, so I want you to be able to take part in it. This one is titled, You Need to Work. Okay. The scripture reference is Proverbs 14:23. All hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. Work is honorable. God designed you to meet the needs of your life through work. When you refuse to work, you deny yourself the opportunity to fulfill your purpose, because God created you to act like He acts, and God worked. The release of your potential demands that you admit that you need work. Now, just know that's just the first part. So I need you guys to get the book so you can read the rest, because that part was just like, when you refuse to work, you deny yourself an opportunity to fulfill your purpose. Man, we got to get out here to work, y'all. And you just know that you always can reach out to the show at insidetheoverflow.com. And if you're listening to the show live, again, we start every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. And in closing, I just want to let you know I have faith in you. Go out and fill the world with your gift. Let it be so amazing that it overflows and blesses all of those around you. Thank you for joining me Inside the Overflow.
Thank you for listening to Inside the Overflow, the podcast. Also, thank you to our guest this week. You can follow Inside the Overflow on Instagram and Twitter. Please make sure to subscribe and follow for updates. Thanks again for listening. Join us next week right here, Inside the Overflow.